Welcome to the show. This is DJ Sweet Fig.
And Remy.
And you are listening to You want to do it together, Remy?
Let's see if we can do this.
Okay. Because this is our last time. So,
yeah.
Ready? You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. The show is It's All About Perspective. That was on point.
That was everything that I needed it to be.
I should say DJ Sweet Fig, a.k.a. They call me Dylan.
Dylan Savory.
Just for
just
record's
sake.
Just in case
anyone out there didn't know.
The name DJ Sweet Fig will go down, but They Call Me Dylan will definitely live on.
Absolutely.
We wanted to come in right in at 3 o'clock.
Get that full hour.
We got a jam-packed hour, Remy.
A lot of feels packed
into
this hour,
feels.
I'm not going to lie.
So, elephant in the room. Jumbo in the room. Should I turn my mic off now? This is our last show. This is our last show of all of college.
Yep.
We're graduating on Sunday, and our show is Wednesday mornings at 3 a.m. So we won't be here next week.
Holy crap. But honestly, that hasn't even really been hitting me until right now.
I don't think it's even hitting me right now. I think it might hit me in 59 minutes.
Oh, yeah, when we walk out of here for the last time.
Yes, but I think right now it's still not hitting me.
Well, let's have an amazing show.
Yes.
Let's just make this last one really special.
The way I've done my songs for this week is I've gone through all the playlists from every show since freshman year and picked out what I think are the songs that I liked the most, I played the most, or meant the most for the time that I was listening to them.
Yeah.
And I can't fit them all in. I mean, that is 8 years.
Yeah,
8 years.
I.
8 semesters of songs.
We only have an hour.
So I have about five or six, and we probably won't even play all five or six.
Yeah.
But I also have the honorable mentions,
mm-hmm.
and I know I've mentioned it in previous shows, but I want to go a little bit, you know, in depth about what was going on in the semesters where I was like watching the certain shows that I like identify the semesters with and everything. And then talk a little bit about, I don't know, I think we can both talk about our time here a little bit at Tufts and like, the radio show and things. So, if you're okay with it, the first song I want to start off with is the song that I listened to while in August before coming to Tufts first like month of Tufts.
Absolutely.
It might surprise you.
Oh, I think I know this song.
And I don't know why this was the song that I was listening to so much at the start of Tufts' career, but it was the song. Every time I left Tilton freshman year, I would put the song on.
Let's throw it on.
Here we go.
If I told you this was only gonna hurt, if I warned you that the fire's gonna burn, would you walk in? Would you let me do it first? Do it all in the name of love. Would you let me lead you even when you're blind? In the darkness, in the middle of the night, in the silence, when there's no one by your side, would you call in the name of love? Trust me when you're jumping from the heights. Would you fall in the name of love? When there's madness, when there's poison in your head, when the sadness leaves you broken in your bed, I will hold you in the depths of your despair. But it's all
we'll be right back.
from now, we'll all be gone. All our friends will move away, and they're going to better places, but our friends will be gone away. Nothing is as it has been, and I miss your face like hell. And I guess it's just as well, but I miss your face like hell.
Late than never. I know it's 5 in the morning.
right, you just heard In the Name of Love by Martin Garrix and Bebe Rexha, followed by Rivers and Roads by The Head and the Heart, followed by Drunk in the Morning by Lucas Graham.
That song, Rivers and Roads, I told you this off the air, but I want to say it on the air too.
Yeah.
Was the first song that I listened to when we started the drive from New York to Boston. My freshman, like the day before.
Oh my God.
I remember putting that on because it's an old camp song that we used to play at the end of camp every year, and I thought it was kind of fitting to like start with that song. And
yeah.
I'm also kind of ending my college career with that song. Also, I think I played it on the first show this year because I remember I wanted to play it at the first show and the last show because it's kind of like a beginning ending song for me.
Yeah. So I like that song. It was very good. Well, my little tidbits about In the Name of Love I mentioned, and Drunken Love. I looked back at the playlist. Drunk in the Morning. Did I say Drunk in Love?
Yeah.
Is that a Beyonce song?
That was Rihanna.
Drunk in Love.
Oh,
that's
no, it's
Beyonce.
So
I knew that I played that song a decent amount, but I looked back and I'm like, oh my Jesus, Dylan. I mean,
you can see how many times you played it.
Well, it's not in a like an Excel spreadsheet and says that like you've played this song 12 times or something. Mm-hmm. I just was going through and I saw it on many playlists.
Oh, I see.
So I'm like, okay, geez, I gotta play that one. That was a popular one.
Yeah.
I just gave it a little bit through.
Yeah.
And do you wanna? I'm gonna hide my screen from you.
Okay.
For a second, because I think what I'm about to say might surprise you.
I mean, I couldn't read it off your screen right from where I'm sitting anyway, but...
Oh, okay. Freshman year.
Yeah.
Freshman spring. I'm going to call those songs freshman spring, freshman year, freshman spring, and we'll talk a little bit about maybe sophomore fall, too.
Mm-hmm.
The TV shows I was watching, I'm not even going to say guess, because there will be no point. The TV shows that I was watching, freshman spring, was Bones.
Bones. Wow, I don't know anyone who watches that show.
Right. I went on Netflix and I watched Bones.
Why?
Throughout the semester. I don't know. That summer, I like happened to always come home from camp or something and it would be on. And I just wanted to finish it because I liked it.
Was it good?
I was now invested. I liked it, clearly. I watched like 10 seasons of it or something like that.
Yeah.
Of a crime procedural.
Yeah.
Where it's the same pretty much setup of the crime. You know, it's crime, it's not the first guy they think, it's then not the suspect, and then it's actually that guy, and there you go. You know, there's the story. There's
How
a little
do
bit
shows
of
shows like that stay on the air. If, I mean, they're just the same thing.
It's like
whatever.
The longest running crime procedural, I think, or something.
CSI,
yeah, or so it's longest running something.
Okay,
I don't know what it is, but that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And then sophomore fall, I watched two shows.
Which were?
The first one I'm a little embarrassed by.
Okay.
But I watched Glee and Friends.
Interesting choices.
I don't know why I watched those two, but those when I think of those two shows, that reminds me of sophomore fall.
Mm.
Which also sophomore fall was the start of my being in the library, a little bit of insight.
Oh, yeah, living in the library.
I lived in the library for, on the record of sophomore year. I didn't have the best roommate. So I would try to kind of avoid being in the room as much as possible.
Yeah.
I'd take everything I needed in the morning in my backpack.
I still can't, imagine how you did that. Because, I mean, I feel like so much about what you want to do when you're done with the day is, like, get comfortable.
Yes.
And I can't imagine getting comfortable in like one of those uncomfortable college furniture library chairs.
Yeah. So, well, the issue was when I would go home, I wasn't allowed to be comfortable because the room was just kind of a bad.
But I mean, you still had like physically,
situation.
You had your bed.
That's
much more comfortable.
That's
than
very
a chair.
True. I
and,
found
like,
a spot.
And warmth.
I found a specific spot that was like my spot.
Yes, but you didn't bring a blanket every day, did you?
No. It was a little stressful, you know, because I would never. I'm always in my same clothes. You know, I'm
in
like
you
a sitting up chair.
Pajamas, yeah.
And like I would just stay until the library until 1 a.m. Just like I would finish my work and then I'd just kind of chill there for a little bit and watch Friends or watch whatever.
Yeah.
And that was my kind of sophomore fall.
Well, that sucks.
And then spring. Well, in the spring, I moved out and I moved into a different place and it was a much better situation. But at that point, I'm kind of just in the habit of it. You know, I kind of went out of that. in the spring. And then by junior year, I was complete. I had my own room, so it was perfect, and I have not done that since.
Right.
Good. But that whole that definitely sophomore fall was a lot of that. Mm-hmm. Was pretty much my entire sophomore fall, yeah. And the spring a large chunk of it. Mm-hmm. And senior spring actually, sophomore spring. I lived in three different places in one semester.
Right, because there was a leak or something, right?
Right.
And
so I
relocated for a week.
So my whole sophomore year, I lived in Latin Way for the fall. I moved into Pyro in the spring. Then I moved into Lewis for a week because of the rain and snow that made our house like support beam explode. And then when I got back to Lewis, or after Lewis, I moved back into Pyro, but my roommate in Pyro didn't move back in because it was so much close to the end of the year. He like moved in with his friends or something like that. Okay. So it worked out really nicely. I had a room upstairs.
Okay.
So I kind of consider it another different living situation because then now I'm in a dingle, the same room, but a dingle and with no roommate. So it was quite a living shenanigans.
Yeah, wow. That's
a lot. Sophomore year. And also, you know, you and I both declared our majors sophomore year.
Junior year, I did.
What?
Yeah.
How did you, what? I thought we were messaging about this at the end of the year,
yeah,
right?
And you were like, yeah, I'm going to go do it today. And I was like, oh yeah, like I'm going to go do it like the next couple days. And then I just never did
and
it.
And you never did it?
So I knew what I wanted to declare. I just never got around to like handing in the form.
Okay.
So I got an email like the next semester being like, you are one of the juniors who hasn't declared your major. Get on this now. And I said, oh, whoops, absolutely forgot about that. And I just went down and handed the form.
Wow. Yeah, I also missed the deadline. And it was not really, there was no reason I should have. You know, I kind of
there wasn't
knew.
One for me either. I mean, I decided kind of late, but I decided well within the amount of time I would have to like submit it with plenty of time to spare. Mm-hmm. And I just kept forgetting.
I was kind of hesitant because I knew I wanted to do FMS, but it felt like I was heading down a path that I was a little scared about.
Honestly, me too, a little bit.
Well, because we go to Tufts. I don't know if this is how you felt, but we go to Tufts and everyone is doing economics, or everyone's doing pre-med, everyone's doing computer science.
It felt a little like not a real thing.
Right.
At the time.
Which is why I spoke to my cousin about it, and it was his idea to do the entrepreneurship minor mine.
That's some weight.
I'm very happy that I did that.
Yeah.
Because that was some of the best. Actually, I say like maybe two or three of the classes that I took, of the five classes for the minor, were like the best classes that I took at Tufts.
Wow.
So,
that's
pretty good. So I'm very happy with that. But, you know, going back, I like couldn't bring myself to do it.
Yeah, me
neither. It's like, it's hard to put your major in.
It is hard. I also never really felt like I resonated with like the FMS
with Phil vibe. Yeah, I never think of myself as that.
Yeah, neither do I.
But
here we are.
And we're figuring out what we're gonna do next.
Yeah, we're figuring.
But yeah, I think that's kind of sophomore year in a little bit of a nutshell.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I started entrepreneurship then the following semester. And film one.
Yep.
So
we were in that class together for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, and then, oh, that's a story. Should we toss on a few more, and then we can talk about junior year then?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, cool. I got it already queued up. Remy?
Mm-hmm.
I lied.
You lied?
I lied. It's not queued up.
Well, that's...
You'd think that I would have this down by now, but here we are.
Just
okay.
Last show.
Last show jitters.
Yeah.
I got it up. All right, here's the next song.
Here we go. Myself, it's all right. Oh, as the tears roll by.
wish I could feel your face. Ooh, I'm helpless when emotions wave.
Your breath loves me like Novocaine, and we are always high. Keep it strange. Okay, yeah, I'm insane, but you the same. Let me paint the picture. Couch by the kitchen, ayy, nothing but your heels on. Losing all religion. You're my pretty little fiction, and I'm that voice inside your head that keeps telling you to listen to all the bad things I say and you said.
I want you forever, ayy, even when we're not together. Scars on my body so I can take you wherever life.
You just heard Oceans Away by Arizona, followed by Machine Gun Kelly by Bad Things. I did it.
You always do that.
It had to happen on the last day. Also, what's happening right now, which I love that it happened on the last day. But that was Bad Things by Machine Gun Kelly featuring Camila Cabello.
Yeah, I listened to Oceans Away a lot junior year.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So we had a little mix here. Bad Things is what I would listen to on the way back from the library sophomore year.
Right.
I don't know. That's something about this. I really like Oceans Away as well.
That's a great. I think Arizona is a really good band.
It is. They are.
I think it's a good
Arms Hoomstv.
Nope.
maybe
yeah,
a little bit.
A very interesting sound.
Yeah, those are. I definitely like A-R-I-Z-O-N-A. So, yes. The other thing I didn't I failed to mention was that I watched Parks and Rec during sophomore spring.
Yeah.
I started during that Lewis stint.
Mm-hmm.
You want to guess what I watched junior year?
Was it The Office?
It was.
Hey, let's go.
I watched The Office. Yes, for the first time. Everyone says, like, that semester was like, for the first time? And I'm like, yes. Like,
I mean, I actually started watching The Office sophomore year of college, so not that much earlier than you.
Okay. And I do think it's an amazing show.
It's an amazing show, absolutely.
I started that at the end of junior fall and like finished it throughout the start of junior fall, and then I like didn't really watch anything at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I kind of want to just get these out of the way. You know, we're
sure.
You know, last semester I watched The West Wing.
The West Wing, yeah.
And then this semester I watched a couple of like shorter things.
Mm-hmm.
Like I watched Maniac, which was like a limited series on Netflix. I watched The Good Place, which is only two seasons on Netflix right now.
Yeah.
But
and also Game of Thrones, right?
That's what I'm about to say. If I'm going to identify, like, I'm thinking of Game of Thrones because I started it and I'm still in the middle. I finished season 6, by the way, I need to watch season 7.
Wow.
I don't think I'll finish for the finale.
I mean, I'm not even watching season 8 yet.
Okay. So that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I would associate with that is the Game of Thrones.
What a show for your last semester of college. I mean, that show is a lot.
I know.
It's a big show. It's a girthy show.
I kind of, I think that's a show to strive for, you know? Like, this is kind of an interesting question. Like, we made a short film this semester, right?
Yeah.
I enjoyed doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a lot of fun, and I learned a lot, and so the question is, can I ever do that again? You know?
Can like you ever now, make a short film again?
Right.
I don't see why not.
And I think that's the right answer, is I don't see why not, why I couldn't, you know?
Yeah.
It's you could do the same. It would definitely
You can do it and like get better at it.
It would have to definitely be like that could be my like weekend. It would be like a weekend thing, like a hot where I go home at night after my actual job.
Yeah.
And you know, write, and then I can cast on this in the same way that we cast for.
It. You can do it for sure.
So yeah, it's something that I feel like I do
want
to.
Would you want? Yeah, you'd want to.
I think I do. I'll be honest. I think I do. I really enjoy doing it, and I think I've gotten better at it.
Yeah.
And I think I can still do better.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would like to. I would.
Hey, man, if you want to cast me again, let me know.
We'll both... I'm trying to be in New York. I don't know if you're... Are you trying to work in New York?
Yeah.
Okay, so... You know, I think we can pull that off. But, yeah, I think I do want to do that a little more. Hey, man, We can come up together.
Yes, me as your award-winning actor and you as the award-winning director. We can only work together.
I cast exclusively Remy.
Yep.
I wrote only my roles for you.
I love it, dude.
Yeah, man. We can make that happen. Do you want to talk about anything in your any things you watched or identify your semesters with?
I mean, well, I never broke it down into shows like that.
Mm-hmm.
What I will say, I would say junior fall. I have a very distinct memory of when it was still warm outside, getting Hodgson, coming back and watching Breaking Bad, sitting in front, like on my couch in front of like my, not that large, like external computer monitor in my like makeshift living room in my massive room.
Yeah.
It's a long sentence, but I distinctly remember like very much enjoying that, like watching Breaking Bad and Supernatural, curling up on the couch with the Hodgson in front of me.
Okay.
And it was still kind of warm outside. Oh, those were the days. Those were the days.
Where's
that room?
It is so many memories, man.
I know.
It's a lot to pack in.
Yeah.
But all right. I'm glad you got one semester then that you do identify with something.
Yeah.
I'm not the only weirdo.
No. I never finished Breaking Bad though.
Oh, I've seen about 3 episodes, I think twice.
Moves way too slow for me.
I will watch it at some point, I do think, in my life.
I tried it twice. I think that's it for me.
You're done with your tries.
Yeah.
The only other weird thing, I've watched the first 2 seasons of Lost twice.
I don't know if I can get into Lost now or if it's just too late. I'm sure it's still really good.
I think you can. It's a good show.
Yeah.
From the bits that I've seen.
I know the ending now and...
Oh, I don't know the ending. It's never been spoiled for me. Well, I'm very good at avoiding spoilers.
I mean, I am too when I'm conscious about it, but I was never thinking about watching Lost growing up. Like Game of Thrones, and I've avoided lots of spoilers.
Yeah.
But
I appreciate Lost, people, I mean, the meme spoiler warnings. I appreciate that a lot, actually, on the people I felt. All right, man, should we toss a couple more on?
Let's throw some songs on.
The second one after this is going to be our boy.
Oh, yes. Very good.
One of our boys.
Yeah, we have a couple boys. We should talk
That's
about
that. That's a good question. I'm curious who you think it is, but we'll see. All right.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste. Now I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason I'm alone and masturbate. Hey, I've been trying to fix my pride, but that shit's broken. That shit's broken. Lie, 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 I tried to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time. Was the prototype like three stacks on that CD? An example of the perfect candidate now. All your girlfriends say that you don't want to see me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. I've been trying to fix my pride, but that shit's broken. That shit's broken. Lie, 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 I tried to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time. My pride, but that shit's broken. That shit's broken. Lie, 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 lie. Try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all time low, 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 low.
Every girl that I met in my bed. But then you came around like a brick wall. You knocked me out of my head. Had me treating my Mondays like Fridays. Had me flying so high with no smoke. Almost dreaming of you always with me. Damn it, I feel you like a joke. Speaking truthfully, I'm not sure why we keep fighting. You just go blame the bad timing and made it to me. Speaking truthfully, I love you more than you love me. Getting more of your time was a challenge. Had me begging you like a schoolboy. Started treating me like a bad habit. So now I'm left with no choice.
speaking truthfully. I'm not sure why we keep fighting. You just go blame the bad timing. Admit it to me, speaking truthfully. I love you more than you love me. Now I know there's no use trying to get me and you on the same page. When you say that you love me, you're lying. Speaking truthfully.
You just heard All they heard All Time Low by John Bellion.
Yep.
Followed by Truthfully by DNCE.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by History by One Direction. Did we mention that they heard Get Into My Car by Echo Smith?
I think we might have just played four songs in a row just
okay.
now.
Whoa.
That's what I was asking you. I was like, are we up next or do we have one more song?
Oh, you know what? That totally happened because the classic... The ad came on.
Oh, because we played two before.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
It all evens out.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that happened during the last show.
Yeah.
Was throughout all this time, we've been playing the songs through my Spotify, not premium.
Which is unbelievable, really, if you think about it.
And whenever an ad would come up, Remy and I just toss the aux cord down, let the ad play through, and just talk over whatever comes to mind.
We ad-lib it.
We do it live.
We do it seamlessly at this point. I mean, it's like...
Remy, at this point, I could talk to you about anything at any time. Ask me a question.
I don't...
Yeah, oh no, oh no, that was our chance. That was our chance to go out, man. Go out on top. Well, it is 52 on the hour, which means we have 8 minutes left.
8 minutes left of our entire college radio career.
Yeah. I've got a little bit of a thing prepared.
Okay.
But do you want to get anything out before I speak for a little bit? I think...
I mean, yeah, sure.
I prepared a little bit, a loosely filled ideas.
Got that going from your public speaking class, I'm sure.
Yes. You know, you don't plan the specifics, plan the things. And then I was planning on sending us out with a song that I think is mildly fitting for us.
Yeah.
In our current situation.
Absolutely.
So I think now's the time to put you on the spot.
No, well, this is definitely very unprepared, but I think I'll still manage to do a good job. First, I want to say thank you, Dylan, because if you had never, like, kept badgering me about coming on your show, well, not badgering is the wrong word, but if you had never invited me on the show to play some music, we never would have had this experience together.
Yeah.
And this has been such a huge part of my college life for the past 2.5-3 years, so thank you for making that happen for me. I've loved every minute I've been on the air with you, and all the minutes off the air we've been in the studio,
yes.
Just hanging out and talking about stuff. I mean, it's been absolutely incredible, and I know that some of my family and friends have listened to the show over the years and really enjoyed it. I know my parents loved it, that they'd hear my voice for at least an hour a week.
Yeah.
So.
You don't call them?
I do call them, but not enough. So I've just had an incredible ride, and I've loved playing music on the show. I've loved hearing the songs that you've showed to me, and I've loved sharing songs with you, and I hope anyone who's listened to our show, who's listening now or has listened over the years, thank you guys so much. We do it for you. I mean, we do it because we love it, but we also do it for the people who listen. So thank you so much. I've been DJ Remy.
I'm DJ Sweetbake. We're not signing out, but...
Not just yet, but we never came up with a DJ name for me, so that's what it is.
That's what we have the next time until we die to do.
Yeah.
Somber note. Yeah. Well, yeah, man. Thank you for coming on. I'm gonna touch on that in my little bit here. So, 54. I'm gonna try and do this right. But in our last couple minutes of the show, I started doing this radio show because I came to Tufts and wanted to join the comedy clubs.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Major Undecided and I went to the stand up groups, and I was actually very uncomfortable with the groups there. It's kind of one of the first times in my life that I felt like very uncomfortable with a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And someone suggested, they're like, have you tried the radio? And I'm like, no, I have not. That's a great idea. And I started doing it, and my show was at 4 a.m. on Thursday mornings. And that's how this whole started, and it was the perfect, it really is the most fun thing. And it's actually the only thing that I've consistently done since freshman year.
Wow.
Other than club tennis, actually.
Right.
Which, speaking more on that, also just speaking of time at Tufts in general, is, you know, we both joined club tennis freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
We went to go on to be copper bracket champions at the national tournament for club tennis.
Man.
You know, we both have been FMS. I'm very happy that we came, you know, that you came on the show. I think it was sophomore fall when we were Saturdays at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And at the time, we were acquaintances. We were friends.
I'd say a little more than acquaintances.
Right.
But definitely just friends.
But yeah, it was, I just saw you posted something on Spotify, and I was like, hey man, like as we were leaving club tennis practice or something, I'm like, hey Remy, do you want to come sing on my show? Like, that might be cool. Yeah, you're like, yeah, okay, yeah, totally sure, we should get lunch sometime. And I'm like, okay.
It was not like that at all.
And it did. but you came on. And I, Jeremy, it's been a ride. I want to give you a hug, but I'm going to turn the mics up so that we can get this audio on recording. Ready?
Wow. Okay.
Oh, oh my.
That's loud.
Oh, it's very
loud. All right,
loud. Come here, man. Come here. We're reaching over it.
Oh.
I'm going to miss you, dude.
Oh, I'm going to miss you, too.
I'm going to miss doing it. So, yes, we have that sound for Foley later in later films. Yeah, this has been my my favorite thing I did that I've done at Tufts. I know I've said like it's my favorite hour of the week. It's weird. It's very weird. It's odd, man.
Yeah,
but,
it's really weird.
Hey, what I want to go out with is that, and you know, if you've ever enjoyed any moment of our show. If you've liked any of the music, any of the banter, I'm for sure downloading this podcast. Check out my new podcast. If you've enjoyed any moment of our show, you know, thank you so much for listening. This has been an awesome thing. I don't know if there are local radios to do where we are, but maybe we can look
Wouldn't
for
that be
it.
Something?
That would be, we might take our talents and break it big, but, yeah, I feel neither of us know what we're doing exactly post grad yet.
Yeah.
But it sounds like we're both trying to be in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So mark our words, mark my words, mark Remy's words. You will hear about us. We're starting our careers.
Yeah.
You'll hear about us.
Absolutely.
In whatever we do, you'll hear about us. So be ready, world.
Wow.
Got one more song. It's 58. Should we say it one last time and then toss on? This song is, it's, I'm just gonna say it. I'm gonna break protocol a little bit here.
Yeah.
It's AJR.
Uh-huh.
Because quickly, sorry, our honorable mentions.
Oh, yes.
Of songs we didn't play: Ed Sheeran, Bruno Mars, Panic at the Disco. In my case personally is more Mr. Wives, House of Gold in particular by 21 Pilots. Mm-hmm. And a song, Omen. We didn't play any Khalid. And I had a song, Home, called by Michael Bublé that I listened to a lot.
Yeah.
Do you have any honorable mention songs?
Oh, man, off the top of my head, probably not.
Okay.
we didn't play any Hailee Steinfeld. We used to talk about her.
No, Hailee Steinfeld. No, that totally listens to our show still.
Yeah.
Hailee, you're still welcome on the show.
We still love you.
So the last song is Finale, parentheses, Can't Wait to See What You Do Next. So that felt like the right
that
way to go.
That feels perfect.
Out. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I've been DJ Sweet Fig.
And I've been Remy.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We have been It's All About Perspective. And we will see you when we see you.
Okay.